So Parshas Balak, there is a pasuk that says, "Reishis Goyim Amalek." Amalek is the first of all nations. Va'achrisoy adei oived, and his end will be utter destruction. Okay, fine. So you'll be there as long as you can. Anyway, it says in Parshas Balak, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first of all the nations. V'achrisoy adei oived, and his end will be destruction. So there's a Chassam Sofer in Parshas Balak. It's a cryptic Chassam Sofer. It's like a Medrash Pliya. So I'll just read it to you, and then we'll try to make some sense out of it. So he says, Reish is going Amalek v'achrisa yadei oived. Says Shamati, says Chassam Sofer, I heard, Eini yodea b'shem mi, I don't remember in whose name. Gam eini yodea l'farash hakaman, I also don't know how to explain it. Rak ati kasha shamati, I will quote as I heard, v'yishma chacham, and the wise will try to understand. V'hu, what did he hear? What is it that he heard? Ki rosh tevis shal levi kahas amra moshe, that the first letters of Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, who Amalek, is Amalek. Again, Amalek stands for Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kahas. V'zehu Reish is Goyim Amalek, and that's what Reish is Goyim Amalek means. Reish is Goyim Amalek, meaning the first of the nations is Amalek. Why? Because Levi and his children are the heads of the Shvatim. Shenikru gam ken goyim. With the Shvatim are also called goyim. So Reish is goyim, the first letter of the Shvatim is also Amalek. V'achrisoy adei oived, and the end is destruction. What does that mean? Ki soifatevis, because the last letters of Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, Humisa, is Misa, is death. L'hoides comes to teach us, Ki achrisa shal Amalek, adei oived. To tell us that the end of Amalek is death. Kach shamati stam. That's what I heard. Anyway, obviously, it's some cipher himself says he doesn't know how to explain it. So I don't know how to explain it either, but I'm just going to give a shot at it. Now, the end of Parshas Kiseitzei, the pasuk says, the end of this past week's parsha, Zocher es asher osa l'cha Amalek baderech b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim point out that the pasuk begins in the singular, Zocher es asher osa l'cha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you, and it ends in the plural, Bederech b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim, and the way when you, plural, left Mitzrayim. So we need to understand why that is. Why does the pasuk start in the singular and finish in the plural? The pasuk could have said, should have said, Zocher es zichru, remember es asher osa lechem Amalek, bederech b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. So, I would like to suggest that we find in Amalek four klipas. There are four, Amalek stands for four different evils that it is incumbent upon us to destroy those evils. The first thing is, Zocher es asher osa. Remember how Amalek acted. Meaning, we find that there are three three parts of Avodah. We find them in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that that Avodas Hashem is divided into Uvda, Milula, Reusa. Uvda is action, Milula is speech, and Reusa is thought and desire and will. Uvda, Milula, Reusa. The Sforim HaKadoshim say that that's the when the pasuk says in Parshas Emor Behenef es ha'omer lefnei Hashem, one should raise the omer. The literal understanding is the carbon omer before Hashem. So the Sforim say that omer is Rosh HaTevis, uvda milula reusa, actions, speech, and thought. And a person is incumbent upon us to raise our actions, our thoughts, and our speech, that it should be lefnei Hashem. That it should be to understand that we're acting and speaking and thinking in Hashem's presence. Now, Amalek doesn't really care if we act and we go through the motions. It doesn't really matter to Amalek. Amalek doesn't mind. As long as our thoughts are not connected to our actions, he's perfectly okay with that. Amalek would like us to be from habit, instead of making our actions meaningful by connecting our thoughts to what we're doing. Amalek wouldn't mind if we would act by rote. And obviously the avodah of a yid is to see to it that we're not acting by rote and that we're acting with mindfulness, where we think about what we're doing. We connect our thoughts to our actions. So Amalek wants our avodah to be an outward avodah. Me'asafo l'chutz. And we need to see to it that our actions should be with pnimius. It should be our pnimius, our inner intentions coming out into action. So the one who was misaken this clip of Amalek, the clip of Amalek, this is why it says Zohar es Asher Asa l'chol Amalek. Amalek wants us to be involved. What did Amalek do to us? Asa l'chol Amalek. Amalek had us focusing on Asiya. He had us focusing on our actions instead of focusing on our pnimius. Now, the one that is misakin this, the one that helps us correct this, is Amram. Amram, the word Amram is Ayin Mem Resh Mem. The Ayin represents Asiya, represents action. That's how it began, with the Ayin of Amalek. That's what it begins with. It begins with the Ayin of Amalek. Amalek wants us to be focused on action. The Mem Resh is Milula Reusa. Right? The next two letters of Amram is Mem Reish, is Milula Reusa, is speech and thought. That is the pnimius of Amram, is Mem Reish, indicating that Amram, by the way Amram wanted to be Mesakin, the Asiya of Amalek, was through Milula Reusa, that a Yid should speak and a Yid should think about what we're doing. And the end result is the mem at the end, which is machshava. Machshava, that the ikir ba'yid shouldn't be the asiya as Amalek wants it to be, as Amram starts off with. Rather, it concludes, it demolishes Amalek by making the ikir the mem, the machshava. The ikir avoid of a yid is through their thoughts. Of course, we need to act as well, but the actions should be a way of expressing what's going on inside of ourselves, rather than just acting by rote. So once again, so Amram represents taking the first clip of Amalek, which is Zochres Asher Asa, and instead of focusing on Asiya, to focus on Milula and Reusa, that's how we put that Amalek to death. And we end up with Mem, with Machshava, understanding Machshava is the Iker and not Asiya. The second clip of Amalek is the next word in the Pasuk. It says, Zochres Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. L'cha is that Amalek wants us to be focused on ourselves. Zohar is Asher also l'cha Amalek. Amalek wants you to focus on yourself. This obviously is the klipa of gaiva. It's the klipa of arrogance. An arrogant person is a selfish person, an egoistic person. All he cares about is himself. He doesn't care about anyone else. The gematria of the word Amalek is 240, which is Ram. Ram is high. He raises himself. He raises himself to the point that all he can see is himself. And that's what Amalek wants to impress upon us, that we should raise ourselves to the point that we can't see anything besides ourselves. We don't see the needs of another yid. We obviously don't care about the Rabbeinu Shalom. All we care about is, all Amalek wants us to care about is ourselves. Zohar is Asher Asa L'cha Amalek. Amalek wants you to focus on L'cha, on what's for yourself. Now the Megala Amuka says that the word Li, Lamed Yud, is comprised of the biggest letter in the Aleph Beis and the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. The Lamed is the biggest letter in the Aleph Beis. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. And the Megala Amuka uses that to, he has his approach, what he wants to do with that. But I'd like to suggest that Lamed, since it's the biggest letter in the Aleph Beis, represents Gaiva, represents arrogance, represents when a person makes themselves the biggest, the largest, the highest. And the way to be misaken that is to bring ourselves to become a yud instead of a lama, to be a yud, to make ourselves small. That would be the way to counter Amalek, to counter the lama of Amalek. We need to reach yud to make ourselves the smallest. How does the Yid accomplish that? The Yid accomplishes that by connecting to other people. Instead of seeing just themselves, they should connect to others. Now we know that the letter of connection is a Vav. Right? Whenever you want to say this and this, you say Zeh V'Zeh. The Vav connects two words to each other. Vav is a Isach Kibur, it's a letter of connection. So Levi represents taking the Lamed of Amalek, which is just to see oneself, and through using the Vav, which is the internal letter of Levi, through using the Vav to connect to other Yidden, to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, is to come to the next letter of Levi, which is the Yud, and that is how we put Amalek to rest. By accomplishing the Yud, we put the Lamed of Amalek to rest. So that's Amram and Levi. The third klipa of Amalek is what it says afterwards, Asher Karcha. Asher Karcha is, as Rashi Loshen Mikra, Asher Karcha means that Amalek happened upon us. Amalek wants to impress upon us that everything that happens in the world is just happenings and occurrences, accidents. Amalek does not want us to believe in Hashgacha, in divine providence, that everything that happens in the world is calculated and is designed by the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Nothing happens by accident. Amalek does not want us to believe in that. Amalek wants us to believe that it's a mikra, that it's just a happening, happenstance. Now, the way to put this Amalek to rest is through the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is the purpose of wearing Tefillin Shel Rosh, is that what's written inside the Tefillin is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one and only, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we say by the Lashem Yichud before Tefillin. We put the tefillin opposite our brain so that to realize that Hashem has the koyach that Hashem has the power in all of the upper and lower worlds to do as He feels right. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls all the worlds. And we put it opposite our head because we need to know, our minds need to be connected to that, to know be'emunah shalema, to believe be'emunah shalema that everything is with Hashgacha Pratis. Everything is with divine providence. There is no such thing as a mikra. Chazal say in the Gemara that it says in the pasuk, "V'ro'u chol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha." All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is called upon you. So Chazal say, "Elu tefillin shabarosh." It represents that this pasuk is talking about the tefillin, and when we wear the tefillin on our head, then all the nations of the world realize that Hashem's name is upon us. And what that means is that we know that they all see that we know that Hashem's name is upon, that we believe that Hashem's name is upon everything. We believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls everything. And that's why there's the letter Shin on the tefillin. Because the Shin, letter Shin, when you spell it out, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, which is Rosh HaTevis, Shem Hashem Nikra. The name of Hashem is called upon you. That's why it says when we needed to overcome Amalek, the Amalek that's Asher Karcha, when we needed to overcome Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his arms. And that's how we overcame Amalek. The reason is, Chassam Sofer says, what is the lifting of the arms accomplished? It's because when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted the arms, he became the image of a shin. His two arms above and his head, he became a shin. When Klal Yisrael saw the shin, they remembered Shem Hashem Nikra, they remembered the Tefillin Shabarosh that teaches us that there is no such thing as a mikra, there's no such thing as happenstance, there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything is Hashgach El Yon. One second, I need to go connect the phone. It's about to die. One second. So now I'm not sure if you recall, I once said a vort on the parsha of Amalek. It says the parsha of Amalek, last week's parsha, concludes Timcha Ezechel Amalek B'tachas Hashemayim. Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Lo Tishkach. Don't forget. And the obvious question is, why does the pasuk need to say Loi Tishkach? Why does the pasuk need to say don't forget? The beginning of the pasuk already says Zocher. It already says remember. Once you remember, you don't forget. Why does the pasuk have to say Loi Tishkach? And I explained it based on there's a Daz Kenim at Bali Tosfos in Parshas Kisisa, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. he says that we find five references to Hashem's fingers, kviyochel, in the Torah. And the Das Kenim says that each one of these references is a reference to another finger. There's five fingers on a hand. Each one represents another finger. So where are these five references? One is, he says, by Noach's Teva. It says it says, "V'zeh asher tasoh." Hashem says to Noach, this is how you should make it. So Chazal say that Hashem pointed to it with his finger. That's the first reference of Hashem's finger. The second is in Parshas Va'era, where during the Makas, so there was Makas Kinim by the plague of lice. So there, the Chartumim, the sorcerers of Paro, said, "Ezba elakim hi." This is it's a finger of Hashem. That's the second reference to Hashem's finger. The third is in Parshas Boy, by the mitzvah of Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, when Hashem tells us to base the new month upon the new moon. So it says Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month should be for you. Chazal say that Hashem pointed to the moon with his finger and said, "Kizera Eva Kadesh." When you see this, this is what you should sanctify. That is the third time. The fourth time is in Parshas Kisisa, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, where Hashem tells Moshe that Bnei Yisrael should give a half a shekel. So it says, "Zayitnu." This is what they should give. So Chazal say that Hashem pointed to a fiery coin and said, "Kizayitnu." That's the fourth reference to Hashem's finger, that Hashem pointed to the coin. And the fifth is regarding the luchos. It says, luchos oven, they were tablets of stone, ksuvim be'ezba lekim, written with the finger of Hashem. So we have five references to Hashem's fingers in the Torah, says the Daz Kenim, and each one was, Hashem used a different finger for each one. Again, the first one is the Teva, the second one is the Makah of Kinem, the Makah of Lice. The third one is the Chodesh, the fourth one is the Machzas HaShekel, and the fifth one is the Luchos. Now, what does all this represent? So I'd like to suggest that it comes to counter the Amalek. Amalek doesn't believe, even though Amalek might believe that there is a God, Amalek refuses to believe that God has any association with this world. We, as Yidden, we believe that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is associated with everything in this world. As mentioned before, right, Amalek doesn't believe that there's divine providence, because we would have to then assume that Hashem is involved in every matter of this world, and Amalek refuses to believe that. And that's why the Pasuk says, "Timche zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim," erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Amalek refuses to believe that Hashem is underneath the heavens. We have to erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens and to know that Hashem controls everything, even what is beneath the heavens. But there's, I believe that there are five repercussions of this philosophy of Amalek. One is that Amalek refuses to believe that there's any schar v'einish, that there's any reward or punishment for anything that we do or we don't do. Because according to Amalek, it doesn't matter. What you, human being, do in this world doesn't matter to God. God has nothing to do with this world. And anything that you, simple, puny human being, does is not going to make a difference. We believe that obviously that's not the case. We believe that Hashem is involved in everything and that our actions make a tremendous difference. Whether when we do something good, Hashem, we give nachas to Hashem, and therefore we're rewarded for it. And when we do something that's wrong, we disappoint the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore we're punished for it. And the perfect example for this is the Mabul, Noach and the Mabul. Everyone that sinned was perished in the Mabul, and Noach and his family were saved. There is Schar V'Onesh. And this is represented by Hashem's finger. Hashem's finger is involved in this world. Meaning we can see Hashem's fingers in matters of this world. And that's why the first finger is represented by the Teva. The whole marble and the Teva represents the concept of Schar V'Onesh. The second is the Kinim. Kinim is the smallest creature that exists. A louse. You would think that something so small and so puny that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not associated with it at all. The sorcerers of Parai had to admit, Etzba Elokim Hi, this is a finger of Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is involved in the smallest of creatures. Once again, that counters Amalek, who refuses to believe that Hashem is involved in matters of this world. The third is Chidush HaBriyah, the fact that Hashem renews creation constantly. And that's represented by the moon, how the moon is constantly is renewed. It disappears and renews itself. The Chidush, Chodesh, that's why it's called Chodesh. It comes from the word Chodesh, new, Chidush. The Chidush HaLevana represents the constant renewal of creation, which Amalek refuses to believe. And we call Yisrael, we believe that Ribbono Shel Olam is involved and constantly renews creation. So that's the third finger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, another aspect where we find the finger of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. The fourth is the Machzis HaShekel, which is that even money, which represents all physical matters, money can be elevated to Kedusha. By giving a Machzis HaShekel to the Mishkan, that money became sacred. According to Amalek, there's no such thing as this world becoming sacred. This world is not a godly world. But we, Klal Yisrael, we believe that we can sanctify and make matters of this world holy, because we believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is very involved in this world. And the fifth is the fact that we believe that Torah comes from heaven, and that by us learning Torah, we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amalek, that's something Amalek can't fathom, that there should be something godly like Torah in this world, that they refuse to believe that Torah is min HaShemayim, that Torah is from Hashem. So the fifth finger of Hashem is represented by the tablets that are written with Hashem's finger. And that's why, in order to overcome Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hand to remind us of the five fingers. You should know that Hashem is involved in this world. Timcha ezeichar Amalek metachas Hashemayim. Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. And this is represented by the word Loi Tishkach. Loi Tishkach is an acronym. The Lamed Aleph, Loi, it stands for Luchais Evan, stands for tablets of stone. And then the word Tishkach, Tav Shin Kav Ches, is the Tav stands for Teva, the Shin stands for Shekel, the Kav stands for Kinim, and the Ches stands for Chodesh. These are the five fingers. Loi Tishkach, Luchais Evan, and Tishkach is Teva, Shekel, Kinim, and Chodesh. These represent the fingers of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in order to counter the Mikra, the Ashekarcha of Amalek, which is represented by the Mem of Moshe, right? That's the Mikra. The way to overcome it is through the Shin, through the Shem Hashem Nikra, to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam's name is called upon every aspect of creation, which is represented by the Tefillin. Through that we come to the Hay, which represents the five fingers of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now the Ribono Shel Olam is involved in this world. That's all represented by the word Moshe. Starts with the Mem, which is Mikra. Through the Shin, we come to that. Through the Shin of Shem Hashem Nikra, we come to the Hey, to the five fingers of the Ribono Shel Olam. So far we have the Ayin of Amalek, which is Amram. That's the first clip of Amalek, which is Asiya, which is action without any thought. And through Milula and Reusa, through focusing on speech and thought, we come to Machshava, to put Amalek, put the Asiya of Amalek to rest, to know that Machshava is the Iker and not the action. Then we have the next letter of Amalek is the Mem, which is Moshe, which is Mikra. Amalek wants us to believe in coincidence and happenstance. Through the Shin, which is the Shem Hashem Nikra, we come to the Hey, to know that Hashem's five fingers are very involved in every matter of creation. And then we had the Lamed of Amalek, which was the Gaiva of Zochras Asheros Lecha Amalek. Amalek wants us just invested in ourselves. And through the Vav of connecting to other Yidin, and connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam, we come to the Yud, which is the opposite of the Lamed. And now the fourth clip of Amalek is the Vayizanev Becha. Vayizanev Becha, says Rashi, Makas Zonov. It says Amalek, he hit us. He had smitten us in a smiting of the tail. Amalek wanted us. We had just come out of Mitzrayim. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. Amalek wanted us to focus on our tail. He wanted us to focus on our past instead of focusing on our future. Amalek wanted us to despair and to give up, to look at how lowly we had fallen. That's why Rashi says, Ashakarcha is a lashon keri, a lashon of Tumah. He wanted to contaminate us so that we should just despair and give up instead of marching towards Kabbalah Sotayrah. Now, the way to counter this Amalek, which is something that we all encounter every once in a while, this Amalek of despair, because Amalek wants us to focus on our past, is to believe in the Koyach of Tshuva. We know that the letter Hey, Chazal tell us, represents Tshuva, that even if when you fall out the bottom, there's always a door open on the top to come back in. The Kuf of Amalek represents Keri, represents Tumah. And the way to be Mesaken that is through the Hey of Tshuva, and that's how we come to the Tuf, which is, Tuf represents Tshuva. The word Kahas, which is Kuf, Hey Tuf, represents that although it starts, we might start off with the Kuf of Amalek, which represents Keri and Tumah, we need to know that we have the power of Tshuva to connect to. Even if we fall out the bottom, we could always come back through the top. And we have to know that this is how we reach Tshuva Shalema. So through Amram Moshe Kahos Levi, Amram Moshe Levi Kahos, which is Rosh HaTevis Amalek, they taught us how to counter Amalek and how to reach the Misa of Amalek, how to put Amalek to death in each and every one of the klippas of Amalek. Lo Devish to help them, we should be Zoiche. To go through the process of Amram Moshe Levi Kahas to put Amalek to rest, and we should be Zoiche to the time that Amalek will be eradicated forever. The Hashem's name will be whole, and his throne will be whole. B'vias Mashiach, Tzidkenu, B'mehirah, B'yameinu, Amen.